आप सुन रहे हैं रेडियो रवीश।
नमस्कार, मैं रवीश कुमार। दिस पॉडकास्ट हैज बीन जनरेटेड बाय आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस। द वॉइस यू विल नाउ हियर इज नॉट माइंड बट जनरेटेड बाय अ मशीन। वी आर ट्राइंग टू रीच न्यू ऑडियंसेस एंड दस मेकिंग यूज ऑफ व्हाट एआई हैज टू ऑफर। देयर माइट बी सम ट्रांसलेशन रिलेटेड इनएक्यूरेसीज। इन दैट केस प्लीज रेफर टू आवर मेन वीडियो।
नमस्कार, आई एम रवीश कुमार। The State Bank of India, a 200-year-old institution and the largest bank in India, serves 48 crore customers. Yet, it has recently stated that it cannot disclose the accounts of electoral bonds within 21 days, raising concerns for many. The bank, known for its credibility, has faced ridicule since its managers appealed to the Supreme Court, claiming it would take 136 days to provide information on electoral bonds. This has led to widespread speculation and fear that the state bank might be concealing a scam involving crores. The decision makers behind this delay have identities, names, and faces, and today, we aim to discuss these individuals. The Supreme Court has yet to decide on the bank's appeal, but the delay has already disheartened many, fearing that the names of those involved in donation-related scams will not be disclosed before the elections. The focus on names and faces is crucial, as the bank's name and logo are widely recognized. For instance, the Congress Party released a poster featuring the state bank's logo as a keyhole, suggesting Prime Minister Modi is peeking through it, with the caption, "Who is SBI hiding?" This imagery suggests that individuals, not just logos, are responsible for the bank's actions. During demonetization, no bank claimed the need for additional time. They all acted promptly. So, why does the State Bank of India now need 136 days? Who are the decision makers behind this? It's notable that only the State Bank has been authorized to sell electoral bonds. However, following a decision on February 15, the sale of these bonds was halted and deemed unconstitutional. Let's talk about Dinesh Kumar Khara, the chairman of SBI. Leading a bank with over 2.25 lakh employees, his presence commands attention. Yet, should his status be solely based on his position? Under Khara's leadership, the bank's decision to delay information on electoral bonds has put its reputation at risk. If a bank that opens digital savings accounts daily claims it needs 136 days for this task, questions about its leadership are inevitable. Dinesh Kumar Khara, who is currently serving a 10-month extension granted by the Cabinet Committee on Appointments led by the Prime Minister, received this extension just a day before his term was due to end in October 2023. He will remain chairman until August 2024. This extension might suggest that no suitable replacement was found, and none is expected within 10 months. At the time of his extension, Khara mentioned he was focusing on data analysis. Now, he requests 4 months to analyze electoral bond data, raising questions about his qualifications in such circumstances. If the bank itself can be questioned, why not its chairman? Would Dinesh Kumar Khara want his legacy to be remembered in this manner? With 40 years of experience in banking, is it conceivable that he would risk his reputation to protect those involved in fraudulent donation activities? Some view the state bank's decision as a betrayal of the country's constitution and democracy, intensifying the criticism against it. In this context, our discussion revolves around Dinesh Kumar Khara, because we also want to talk about the person under whose leadership the state bank would have made such a significant decision. This decision means that the names of those who have committed fraud with the constitution and those who have donated thousands of crores will not be revealed until March 15. Therefore, it's important to mention the name of such a person, as the decision was not made by the logo or signboard of the state bank. It's essential to know about the prominent personalities who make these decisions. Dinesh Kumar Khara became the chairman of the state bank in October 2020. He has a background in commerce and an MBA from Delhi University. Since 1984, he has been associated with the State Bank of India. He played a crucial role in the merger of SBI with its five associate banks and the Bharatiya Mahila Bank. At one point, Dinesh Khara was also responsible for risk, IT, and compliance at SBI, indicating his extensive experience in the IT field. The Financial Express reported that for the financial year 2022-23, his salary was increased by 7.5% compared to the previous year. It's unclear why this was highlighted in the newspaper. The bank boasts about its digital success, yet why doesn't it maintain the information of electoral bonds digitally? If it does, why does it take 4 months instead of 3 weeks to match and provide the data? In December 2023, Dinesh Kumar Khara told CNBC TV 18 that digital is a top priority for all of us. We have heavily invested in it to enhance our digital capabilities. On the State Bank of India's website, the first thing you'll see is a message from Chairman Dinesh Kumar Khara, where he details what the State Bank has accomplished in the last year. He mentions that in the financial year 2023, SBI opened 1.25 crore regular savings accounts, 64% of which were opened through digital means. It's also noted that in 2022, SBI was awarded for the fourth consecutive time in the category of Best Digital Financial Inclusion by the IBA Annual Banking Technology Awards. Even when Dinesh Kumar Khara was the managing director, he received a two-year extension. In 2019, as he was completing his tenure as managing director, the Modi government granted him a two-year extension. He was appointed chairman in October 2020. The chairman is currently on a 10-month extension, while the managing director of State Bank of India, Ashwani Kumar Tiwari, has also received a two-year extension. Clearly, he must be a very capable individual to have been granted a two-year extension. Despite having such a capable person, how could the State Bank fail to provide the details of bonds to the Election Commission within 21 days? Could the bank not have worked tirelessly under his leadership to provide the information? Don't the bank's employees understand that when targets need to be met, how they work day and night, stay in the branch for long hours, and endure the stress of meeting the target? Then why did the State Bank not take up this challenge and comply with the Supreme Court's order? Ashwani Kumar Tiwari is the managing director of SBI. His term was also set to end in January 2024, but he received a two-year extension. With Ashwani Kumar Tiwari's extension, the chances for many to become managing director might have ended forever. They were given an extension of service by the Cabinet Committee on Appointments, indicating the high level of this matter. The Prime Minister and the Home Minister are in the Cabinet Committee. According to the rules, these officers, who are on extension due to failing to implement the Supreme Court's order, should be removed from their posts immediately. Other officers should get the opportunity to take over the leadership. The extension of service is also seen as a favor from the government. Do you understand my point? Apart from Ashwani Kumar Tiwari, there is another managing director who has also received an extension. SES Shetty received a two-year extension in January 2023, making him the third member of the 13-person board of the State Bank of India, SBI, to be granted an extension. Among the board's 13 members, there is only one female managing director, Swati Gupta, who serves as a full-time director. The bank has highlighted her background, noting her tenure as a councillor and zonal chairman of the Delhi Municipal Corporation from 2012 to 2017, followed by her role as a nominated member of the Education Committee of the Municipal Corporation from 2017 to 2022. Described by the bank as a social worker and educationist, Gupta's political affiliations remain unclear. However, social media reveals some insights, such as a 2013 photo of her with BJP leader Vijay Goyal and a poster critical of Kejriwal. A Facebook page exists under her name, featuring the BJP's election symbol, but its authenticity and her direct involvement are uncertain. Despite her appointment as a director, her political background was not widely reported in the media. The central government reserves the right to appoint a member to the bank's board. It is confirmed that, including the chairman, three board members of the State Bank are serving on extensions. This raises questions about the bank's planning and response times, especially in light of a Supreme Court decision that prompted a last-minute appeal by the bank with only 2 days remaining before a March 6 deadline. Such actions reflect on the leadership's priorities, seemingly more focused on service and time extensions than on proactive management. The State Bank of India's annual report boasts over 6 crore users for its digital application, YONO, with an average of 5.5 lakh transactions conducted digitally each day and 1 crore logins to YONO daily. The report emphasizes the necessity of being phygitally omnipresent, a blend of physical and digital presence. Yet, questions arise about the bank's digital preparedness, such as the absence of a digital copy of physical bonds. Retired Commander Lokesh Batra, through an RTI, revealed that SBI spent over 1.5 crore rupees on an IT system for electoral bonds. Justice Deepak Gupta, in an interview with Karan Thapar, criticized SBI's response to the Supreme Court's 2019 order for readiness to share information on electoral bonds promptly, calling it completely ridiculous. The state bank earns Rs 100 crore every quarter from the YONO app, yet it struggles to provide information on electoral bonds. This discrepancy between the bank's digital advancements and its handling of electoral bonds raises doubts about its intentions and casts its appeals in a political light. The Association for Democratic Reforms, ADR, the organization that filed the petition in the electoral bond case, has highlighted these concerns, questioning the bank's commitment to transparency and accountability. The Bank Employees Federation of India has announced that it will oppose the appeal of the state bank. In a press release, the organization stated its opposition to the use of the bank for political purposes. They demand that the state bank disclose all information promptly and transparently. Namaskar, I am Ravish Kumar.